Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Midday Joy. Joy with Unati.
You, in terms of African definition, you are the quintessential orator. You're an actress, you're a producer, you're an executive producer as well. And you've been a wonderful narrator of stories that women can align to. And now you're talking about the wrong movies. And I've seen the content, the wrong Mr. Right, the wrong mother, the wrong nanny, the wrong friend. How dare you come up with such a scary concept?
That it's so wrong, it's right?
Yes, indeed. Indeed.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, can I tell you, this is something that kind of just like fell in my lap.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful to Lifetime that they have turned me into a filmmaker.
Yeah.
This started over 5 years ago with the director, David DeCato,
sure,
and I working together on one of the first ones. And he kept giving me a call back and just saying, hey, I'd like to do another one with you. The audience really enjoys them. So David and Hybrid Films, who is our producing partners, along with Lifetime. Now, every year we do at least 4 to 5 of the So Wrong It's Right films.
Yeah.
People look forward to them. So now we have over 25 films that I'm so glad that we are now bringing to Africa that you guys can all binge watch and enjoy.
Thank you so much. And it must be such a beautiful challenge to have, though, to change the cap. You know, because you're not only starring in most of them, you're also directing and executive producing them. How do you shift between the different forms of storytelling that you've been gifted with?
You know, I love the magic of making movies. I think it is just an amazing craft that you can literally take something from a piece of paper and produce it and get it up on screen and have people absolutely fall in love with them and binge watch them and know them. I'm grateful for Lifetime for the fact that I get to play roles that normally Hollywood wouldn't let me play. And being a producer, I get to cast myself.
Of course.
The police, for sure. The principal, the cheerleading coach. Yes, whatever. You know, I get to play roles that, like I said, that normally I don't get to play in Hollywood. And so it's challenging for me to be involved with everything from the wardrobe to the casting to the script.
Sure, that's a tall
even
order.
To locations, you know, they run everything by me. And I love getting those calls. What do you think of this? And then when we're shooting it, the director, David, who always directed, I don't want to direct it. That's his job.
Sure.
I can act and produce and I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
You know, as a producer, he will let me, if I see something, step in and say, David, what about this? Or with the script, to take the script and like, organically, this isn't feeling good. And that's huge that the director will trust you with that, because usually when it's the director, it's all of, you know, it's their whole vision.
Yeah.
So the fact that he really trusts me and lets me use my producing prowess is a huge compliment to me.
I think it's a compliment that you've earned, though, because the stories that you've chosen to be a part of and the narration that you've chosen to be a part of is all part of urban culture, whether it's in America or whether it's in Africa. We all speak the same language when it comes to our issues. And you've managed to be a pinnacle female presence throughout the generations and throughout the decades. And I think this is why we're so excited that you're producing, but also starring yet again. Something that appears when it comes to women, but also within the hip hop fraternity, is that we are ageism is a thing, you know, when it comes to femininity and also when it comes to the hip hop fraternity. But you've managed somehow to defy all of that, to defy the stereotypes, to remain ageless, classic, and relevant throughout every story you decide to be a part of. Please tell us how you've managed to do that and how your landscape has been better, because we do have these conversations around, well, Hollywood doesn't allow me to be this and it doesn't allow me to be that. But now you are deciding what you're going to be in this new dispensation. How has that journey been for you in terms of understanding your power and who you can be and who you are and who you've become to the entire world?
I pay attention.
Oh, wow.
I pay attention to all things that are going on, which I think that's a lesson that I have to pass on to the younger generation.
Yeah.
Pay attention to who is your crowd, what your crowd wants, what your crowd doesn't want, what's happening right now. And then also don't be afraid to take chances. And don't be afraid to ask for things. If you don't ask, you won't receive.
Yeah.
That if you notice that you're doing things and you're doing them several times and you're noticing other people are maybe moving ahead of you, that the next time the opportunity comes your way to ask for, like for me, we waited until I got about three or four underneath my hats with the So Wrong It's Right. It was like, well, now if y'all want film convenient, I need to be a producer this time. Okay. So, right. We don't get another title this time. So, you know, it's not what you say. It's how you say it. My daddy used to tell me something a very long time ago called attack intelligently.
Oh, wow.
And so the older I got, because when he used to tell me that before, I used to be like, Dad, what are you talking about? You know, but the older I got, it meant to sit back, watch what's going on, basically pay attention.
Yeah.
And you can get anything you want by learning to manipulate the situation to your advantage.
For sure.
Because we as women have to learn that, you know, if you don't speak up, then someone will go forward, you know, in front of you and you're sitting back mad.
Yeah. I want to go to the first episode. It's called The Wrong Mr. Right. And not necessarily for the episode.
Yes.
You said something very seriously that just literally made my entire spirit rise. As the one and only Vivica A. Fox, one in 7.9 billion, you had the audacity, which I may say I loved, to say, you're not trying to be a breadwinner. And I found that so profound.
You said what? You're not trying to be a breadwinner?
You said you're not trying to be a breadwinner, as powerful as you are. And I found that so profound for a woman of your stature, your success, your achievements, to be able to say that as well. And it ties in with, I guess, the wrong Mr. Right?
Right. Well, in The Wrong Mr. Right, and also knowing all the films, we always try to have a message
of course.
Young ladies, either via social media, being jumping into relationships too fast. I think with that one, what we were trying to say right there is that, you know, women, sometimes we want to surrender to men so fast and like be taken care of.
Yeah.
And so that's with, like, you know, mom and them always tell you, have a plan B.
Yeah.
Always make sure you got your own bank account, stuff like that. But you can know your place and let the man kind of do his thing if that's the kind of role that you want to play.
Yeah.
But always have a plan B.
Always have a plan B.
To take care of yourself in case you have to go.
We're going to be, you know, inundated with wonderful, wonderful binge watching of the wrong movies. We've gone through, there's the wrong Mr. Right example, the wrong mother, the wrong real estate agent. Which other episodes?
My favorite.
Really? I was going to say, take us through some of your favorites. Please tell me, why does the wrong real estate agent speak to you?
Gosh, I love the wrong real estate agent just because the acting was, it was, I got to work with Andreas Landonos. I believe that's how you pronounce his name.
Yes.
But he is a wonderful actor who we did a Christmas film with.
Yeah.
And he was, no, I'm sorry. We did The Wrong Cruise with him.
Sure.
And he was just this like suave kind of like, and I like that we deal with all different nationalities, that we don't limit the sisters loving, just, you know, that we like different kinds
of colors of the shade
that women can have their pick of the litter too. You know
what
I'm saying?
Thank you.
So we worked with him and he was very suave and everything. So when we gave him the character Charles in The Wrong Real Estate Agent, it was totally different than his whole look.
Yeah.
He stuttered. He was nervous. He was kind of like a little bit of a fatal attraction.
Oh.
And it was about a woman that got recently divorced.
Yeah.
And this guy, he always had a crush on her.
Uh-huh.
And he was helping her. And she had to make sure, like, well, we're just friends. You're not helping me because we're in a relationship. So it was those, it was a lot of messages of like, watch how much you let someone help you, but there's nothing wrong with letting a friend help you. It's like setting boundaries.
Oh.
So, but I just love the acting with this one. It had a lot of twists and turns. I got to work with a young lady by the name of Alea Walton, mm-hmm. who I then went on to cast in my directorial debut.
Oh, but we just said you were not directing. Can you tell us about your directorial debut? Congratulations.
I will. Yeah. That's happened because, like I said, Lifetime has turned me into a filmmaker.
Oh.
So when I got the opportunity to do my directorial debut, It was called Through Her Eyes. Alea, we had another lady that was supposed to work on the show and she fell out. And they said, well, who do you know? And I immediately cast both leads. It was a short film. It was 17 minutes long.
Sure.
And it was dealing with things that the African-American community doesn't like to talk about, mental illness and homelessness.
It's the same in South Africa. So, I think it could be a global black thing that we avoid mental health issues.
Yeah, so I got to direct it, and boy, talk about wearing a lot of hats. I mean, it's your baby. You do everything. You pick wardrobe, hair, location, time of day, mood of it all. So that's why I was happy to come back to my So Wrong, It's Right franchise, because with those, I just kind of get to produce, and they give me calls, and I kind of get the final say. But when you direct, it is literally your baby, even to the music.
Yes, the original score, everything, the soundtrack. I want to thank you.
Yes.
You know, it's Women's Month here in South Africa. And as a woman who's always admired your work and looked up to you and just respected everything that you are, I thank you for being you, because you've given us courage to be us. And may I ask you, in the final parting words, the name of our show, my show is called Midday Joy with me, or Nighty. I want to ask you, Vivica A. Fox, what brings you joy?
What brings me joy?
Yes, ma'am.
Making movies. I love making movies. You guys, I'm so grateful and so blessed to do what I do.
Yeah.
All of September, you will be able to binge watch my So Wrong, It's Right franchise.
Yes.
And executive produce and starring your girl, Vivica A. Fox. Enjoy. Know this is what I love. And I hope that you all love my gift.
We will. Congratulations to you. And let me give you time to prepare for the next interview. I see it's actually a very good close friend of mine. Her name is Anela. So please tell her that I say hi to you and her. Thank you, Vivica, for your time.
You got it. You got it. You got it. You have the most beautiful smile as well,
too.
Thank
mama.
You for that wonderful energy.
Thank you. In Xhosa, we say Kamago. It must have been something you could have heard on Black Panther. And it means that it is well with our ancestors. It is well with our ancestry. So whatever you desire, whatever your heart's desire, you are entitled to by virtue of you being alive. So I say, as Unati, Kamago, Vivica Fox.
I accept that.
Thank you, Mama.
Midday Joy. Joy with Unati. Rewinding. Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.